The Minister for Justice, Heather Humphreys, has said Gardaí will use their discretion to deal with pubs and restaurants serving alcohol to customers, availing of on-street seating. However, doubts about the legality of how a government-funded outdoor seating scheme could be used were raised by Gardaí in Galway at the weekend. Officers said the consumption of alcohol in these spaces was not permitted unless specifically provided for in a liquor licence or where bylaws permitted the drinking of alcohol in public. The issue was to be discussed by the Joint Policing Committee of Galway City Council. Laura Fletcher reports.
To facilitate outdoor dining and drinking, which returned earlier this month, the government funded an outdoor seating scheme. But now a question has been raised about whether it's legal to serve alcohol to customers using them, after a number of pubs in Galway were advised that it wasn't. A statement from the Gardaí set out that licensed premises could only sell alcohol as takeaway or to be consumed on a premises, and what constitutes a premises is set out in a business's liquor licence. Anything falling outside of that, including an on-street drinking area, is not covered. After that, it falls to whether or not a local authority permits the drinking of alcohol in public. But last night, the Minister for Justice said Gardaí would use their discretion. In a statement that followed, the Department of Justice said that premises, which continue to behave responsibly, should have nothing to worry about. It said there were different legal situations depending on whether bylaws were in place. It noted that a small minority of pubs have been serving alcohol to those seated outside what it described as agreed areas, and said that these would be the focus of any Garda action in the first instance.
On this programme, Adrian Cummins, the Chief Executive of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, said there was deep frustration and disappointment among members across the country. He said it was an impediment to how restaurants operated and called for immediate action from the government to clarify the law.
The government now, and specifically the Minister for Health and Justice, needs to, in our opinion, bring forward a statutory instrument and write it today, bring it into provision so that this gives guidance for the Gardaí that businesses have a legal right to provide alcohol within their designated area in an outdoor space for hospitality from today.
Research published today suggests that young people are more likely to suffer financial hardship when COVID-19 state supports end. A report by the Economic and Social Research Institute, the ESRI, concluded that the vast majority of recipients of the pandemic unemployment payment would be financially better off in employment. Amy Neary the reports.
Students will not be entitled to pre-existing unemployment supports following the withdrawal of the pandemic unemployment payment and the employment wage subsidy scheme later this year. In April, 34% of PUP recipients aged under 25 were registered as full-time students and therefore ineligible for state benefits such as the Job Seekers Allowance. Young adults who are not in education are eligible for a Job Seekers Allowance rate that is 45% lower than other groups. The ESRI is recommending that supports be put in place to counteract the sharp decrease in young people's income once the schemes are withdrawn. Researchers found that the estimated average income loss as a result of the pandemic was more than halved to 3% as a result of the state supports. The report also says that not all those with weak financial incentives to work will opt for unemployment or inactivity, and that the vast majority of PUP recipients would be financially better off in employment.
A man in his 60s was killed in an assault in South County Dublin last night. A man has been arrested. Kate Carlin reports.
The attack occurred at a house in Carriglee View in Firhouse shortly before midnight last night. Emergency services attended the scene. A man in his 60s was pronounced dead shortly afterwards. A man in his 30s has been arrested. Gardaí have appealed to anyone with information to come forward.
The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, will attend a meeting of EU foreign ministers in Luxembourg today to discuss developments in conflict areas around the world, including Belarus. Speaking ahead of the meeting, Minister Coveney said Ireland supported a strong and unified EU response to the decision by President Alexander Lukashenko 4 weeks ago to order the diversion of a Ryanair plane and the subsequent detention of two of the passengers, the journalist Roman Protasevich and his girlfriend Sofia Sapega. Thousands of people have been left without power in the US state of Illinois following severe storms. Much of the damage is centred on Chicago. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be largely dry today with sunny spells. Light showers are likely in the north and northwest. Highest temperatures will range from 13 to 19 degrees.